Mr. Holland's Opus, More Than Notes on a Page. PG 2 hours 23 minutes, Drama, 1995. Glenn Holland dreams of being famous, rich, probably both as a big-time composer. Biding his time writing a symphony, he teaches music in a school just to pay the bills, while his wife Iris earns a bit from her photography assignments. Obsessed with listening and being listened to, he's devastated when their son, Cole, is born deaf. Holland first struggles to teach, the way his students struggle to hit the right notes. Gradually, they learn from each other, and he stumbles upon the real art of teaching. But his bonds at school grow at the expense of bonds at home. Caring for a growing Cole on her own exhausts Iris Holland, and she's fed up with the increasingly resentful distance between father and son. Still, school isn't a breeze. Bureaucratic administrators, no fans of the arts, limit Holland's impact. Others benefit from it regardless: colleague and football coach Bill Meister, students Rowena Morgan, Lewis Russ, Gertrude Lang, and hundreds of others. When funding cuts arrive, the arts, considered a luxury, proves an easier target than science or math, which are considered essential. With his symphony on the back burner, Holland now hurls himself into saving the arts program and his job, but in vain. Just when he thinks that his 30-year career has been for nothing, his students teach him one last thing. Opus is typically a work of art whose whole is greater than the sum of its parts. It says something loftier than its components do. Holland's big lesson? The free time he'd hoped for disappears as he gives it away, little by little, to students needing extra lessons. Teaching, he discovers, is a vocation more than a job. And only teachers who also learn along the way become great, not merely good. Michael Kamen, who scored the music, established the Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation. Nearly 30 years on, it still transforms the lives of thousands of children across America, giving them access to learn and play music in school. Filmmaking Masterclass. Stephen Hurek crafts several moving scenes: Lang on the clarinet, Russ on the drum, and Morgan's vocal performance. Patrick Sheen Duncan's screenplay bristles with wit. Meister wants Russ in a marching band, only so Russ can win credits to qualify for football. Holland agrees to help. But Russ has no music sense. Okay. Does Russ fancy any instrument? The boy brightens, electric guitar. Understated, Holland smiles, this is a marching band, the extension cord will kill us. Brilliantly, Mr. Dreyfuss portrays a man caught between his passion and his profession, who finds his calling somewhere in between, teaching students that he found unteachable. Mr. Natale, deaf in real life, and Headley depict the pain that mother and son feel over fading from Holland's priorities. And their longing to win him back. For all their tributes to teachers, Mr. Hurek and Mr. Duncan make their point about parents too. Desperate to communicate with Cole, Holland and Iris start him on sign language. The instructor agrees, but clarifies that only basic training can be outsourced. The most important teacher your child will ever have is you, he says to them. Holland's instrument of choice may be the piano, but he's not a pianist. To him, it's the orchestra, not just the soloist, playing. In the opening credits, he's at the piano, both hands and both eyes on the keys. Then one hand breaks free to conduct. Even alone, his inner ear hears all the instruments while his other hand pounds the keys. As the music surges, he rises, pacing the room, now both hands conducting, both eyes closed. Composing is a deeply individual, even interior, experience. So, when Holland forces himself to learn composing on a teeming campus, his spirit revolts. He'd rather be at his piano, conjuring tunes into existence, willing melodies into being. Teaching pushes him out of, and beyond, himself. Holland finds one vocation by, largely, losing another, not by hedging his bets. His gift to his students is not just his music, but the gift of himself. Learning to respect the glorious, varied tradition of music with its truth and its beauty, they learn to respect themselves and others. Holland finds his art by letting go of it, at least his idea of it. Then, miraculously, art finds him. You can watch Mr. Holland's Opus on Prime Video, YouTube, and Apple TV. Mr. Holland's Opus. Director, Stephen Hurek. Starring, Richard Dreyfuss, Glenn Headley. MPAA rating, PG. Running time, 2 hours, 23 minutes. Release date, December 29, 1995. Rated, 4 stars out of 5. Would you like to see other kinds of arts and culture articles? Please email us your story ideas or feedback at features@epictimes.nyc.